Electric rates in Anchorage saw a significant jump this month. Municipal Light and Power says it needs to increase electric rates to pay for a new power plant it recently built. But local businesses aren't happy with the sudden increase in electric bills. Some are taking their case to state regulators, while others are trying more creative solutions to cut back on electricity costs. Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk has more.
Can I get 4 chocolate chip cookies?
At Fire Island Bakery near downtown Anchorage, customers probably don't make the connection between utility bills and the price of a chocolate chip cookie. But owner Janice Fleischman says electricity costs are a big factor when she looks at her balance sheets.
A bakery uses an enormous amount of electricity. You know, we run all kinds of ovens and all kinds of equipment, most of which is electrical. You know, we are manufacturing the stuff from scratch every day.
When Fleischman heard about a big electric rate increase that kicked in this spring, she started to worry. Fleischman says for business owners like her, higher electricity bills can lead to tough choices.
How do you communicate to a customer that this jump in electrical is going to really affect your bottom line, and how do I do that? It's a hard time. I don't really want to raise prices on people.
Fleischman isn't alone. This spring, Municipal Light and Power raised electric rates by over 37%, affecting close to 31,000 residents and businesses in the heart of the city. The utility needs to pay off a $300 million power plant that started operating last year. MLNP says the new plant is more reliable and efficient. And by July, that improved efficiency will mean a different line item in customers' electric bills. Fuel cost will go down. In the end, MLNP claims the total customer bill will increase by an average of 19%. But MLNP General Manager Mark Johnston acknowledged it's not surprising many customers weren't sure what happened when they opened their latest electric bill.
I know that it can be extremely confusing because of the timing of the various components of it.
To further complicate things, the state regulator that approves electric rate increases hasn't given MLNP a final thumbs up on the 37% increase. Instead, this February, the Regulatory Commission of Alaska approved what's called an interim and refundable rate increase. That means that over the next year, the commission will hold hearings on MLNP's plan to raise electric rates and won't make a final decision until next March. As an example, Johnston says the state could decide then that MLNP's rate went up by a dollar more than it should have.
If they, March 25th, they send out an order and they say, you know what, you shouldn't have been able to collect the dollar, then for every dollar that we collected, we have to give it back to the customers.
Fire Island Bakery isn't the only business that's unhappy about higher electricity bills. As part of the rate case, the commission will hear from several big electricity buyers. That includes real estate firm JL Properties and the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, which reported to the commission that the new rate will increase its electricity payments by more than $800,000 this year. Anchorage Assemblyman Patrick Flynn, who represents downtown Anchorage, says the situation highlights a larger problem with Alaska's electric utilities. Utilities can build a new power plant and then ask the state to raise rates to pay for it, instead of getting approval to build the power plant in the first place. Then Flynn says there's no easy mechanism to slowly ramp up rates.
It's a source of frustration for me because it creates these rate shocks that were really unnecessary if it had been better planned for.
Finally, Flynn says coordination between all 6 power companies serving Alaska's rail belt, an unusually large number of utilities for a relatively small population, would make the whole system more efficient and lower customer bills. MLNP and 2 other Anchorage area utilities are moving in that direction, but a final agreement between all 6 utilities isn't likely to happen soon. As all this plays out, Fire Island's Janice Fleischman isn't waiting for outside forces to help lower her electric bill. Fleischman is planning a new expansion to one of her bakeries and recently decided to add solar panels. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.